Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to this week's episode of Foundations, brought to you by Early Childhood Consultation. I'm your host, Kelly Rodriguez, and today we're going to be talking about quality time versus quantity of time, giving our what they need most. And this is a topic that many parents really do struggle with. These days we have two working parents typically running a household, and that leaves very limited time for interacting with our children. Normally in the hustle and bustle of daily life and getting our children off to school or off to preschool and working and coming home and getting dinner together and homework and all that goes along with that, parents often do struggle with the issue of quality time. And many times parents fall into the trap of saying, okay, instead of quality time, we're going to spend quantity time together. And when I talk about quantity time, what I mean with that is we spend time together, meaning I pick my children up after school, then we go to the grocery store together, then we stop and get some dinner together, then we come home. I'm with my children all the time. And oftentimes parents get a little stuck because we start to think that the quantity of time that we spend with our children equals quality. And oftentimes that's really not the case. And when parents start to realize that, being well-intentioned, they'll start to say, okay, well, I'm going to start to make time for quality time. And that means that I'm not going to count the quantity of time that I spend with my child as quality. I'm going to set aside all Saturday, and we're going to go to the park, and then we're going to go to the water slide, and then we're going to go out to eat, and then we're going to go over to friends' houses. And all of that is going to be quality time because we're doing all of these activities together. And that actually doesn't really equate to quality time either often. It can in many regards, don't get me wrong, spending as much time with your children as possible is always going to have proven benefits. But when it comes to quality time is really uninterrupted time with your child. Uninterrupted play, uninterrupted conversation, uninterrupted interaction with your child. Doesn't have to be a whole day. That doesn't have to be some expensive trip to the water park. All that needs to be is 2 to 5 minutes in your daily routine where it's completely uninterrupted time with your child. Maybe it happens when it's time to tie their shoes, you know, and you have a routine where you put the cell phone on the counter and you're not looking at the cell phone and the TV isn't on and you sit down to tie shoes, and in that process you start to have a really nice conversation with your child. You know, maybe it's a couple minutes before you start dinner where you put everything away, the TV doesn't go on, the cell phone goes on to silent, and you sit down together and you talk about your day. You know, many families, unfortunately, are getting away from sitting at the table for dinner at night. And that is actually one of the best things that you can do in terms of quality time with your child, sitting down and sharing a meal. Because, you know, sitting down and eating does require 10 to 15 minutes. And that can be 10 to 15 minutes of uninterrupted time with your child. So don't feel like you have to invest an entire day, although that's wonderful. What I want to encourage you to do is really start looking for those moments when you can put the other distractions away and give your child those 2 to 5 minutes throughout the day continuously where it's uninterrupted time just for you guys, just to connect. Those are going to be the times that make the most difference for your child. Those are going to be those quality moments. And life is made up of moments. And so I want you to think about those 2 to 5 minutes when other distractions are put away and you're just focusing on your child, that to be your quality time, those to be your quality moments. And moments build a lifetime of experiences for children. So I hope you found this encouraging today. I want to thank you for joining me. I hope this information was helpful. If you have any further questions or comments, or you'd like to schedule an individual session to talk more about some of the things that you're struggling with in terms of being a parent, please feel free to contact me, Kelly@earlychildhoodconsult.com. You can also find me on my website, which is www.earlychildhoodconsult.com, or at facebook.com/earlychildhoodconsult. Thanks again for joining me. And remember, strong families are built on strong foundations. Take care. Bye-bye.